Thank you.
Like when, like when your parents gave birth to you, did they enjoy saying your name? Like, oh, we have to give her this name. This is a wonderful name to say. We call her Marie-Claire Bourgeois.
Well, in Quebec, at the time that I grew up as a Catholic, every girl had to have the name Mary.
Oh, really?
Boys had to have the name Joseph. And my Claire came from my aunt's name. So put the two together, and that's my first name.
Ah, what was Mom's name?
Oh, Mom was Marie-Marguerite Ghislaine.
Oh, my goodness, I would have loved saying that, too, if I understood it. I don't even know. Let's stick.
Margaret.
Okay, well, we'll stick with your name. But before
okay.
we get, and thank you again for joining us, Marie-Claire. We
thank
appreciate
you. My
it.
My pleasure.
As always, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. And I know you've been on the show a bunch. We've had some great conversations, and you've shared a lot with the audience. But you're back again. And for those who may not have heard you any of the times you've been on, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you offer.
Yes. I am a holistic health practitioner and a transformational nurture and thrive coach. This is the title that I came up with to describe perfectly what I do. And for the last 20 years, I have been running a holistic health practice called Mind Your Body and Spirit in Toronto, as you mentioned earlier.
Oui.
And I guide success-focused, spiritually-minded womenpreneurs and their husbands who are struggling with energy-sucking stress, inexplicable body pain, money issues, and wanting so much more out of life to self-nurture, take charge of their health and their finances, and refire to focus with confidence on what they're meant to be and do so they experience greater wellness, financial ease and security, and live their life purpose.
Ah, this is I screwed it up, Marie-Claire. I was going to say magnifique.
You did it well.
All right, thank you.
C'est magnifique.
I'll edit out the part I screwed up.
And with my proven step-by-step transformational process, I guide them to break free of specific blocks that prevent them from being healthy, from growing their businesses, from stepping into their life mission, and making much more money. And through proper self-care, nurturance, and nourishment of the mind, body, and spirit, mm-hmm. I empower the women and their husbands to open their world and create the life they desire. And I'm passionate about helping them feel and perform better so they can live richer by balancing their triad, which is like a triangle, and each point has a function. And at the top, I put health because I think it's the most important asset that we all have.
Right.
And it encompasses the wellness of mind, body, and spirit. A second point is wealth, which is your money picture, your mindset, your self-worth, your limiting beliefs that hold you back. And finally, the third point is your life purpose, which means your mission, how you're making an impact in the world with your gifts and talents. And each aspect of this triad is connected to and affected by the other two aspects. And during a session, I assist the client to uncover, clear, and heal hidden blocks and hurt from past events that are causing stress and emotional and physical suffering. Then I guide the client in healing forward by creating a new reality for the future and exploring ways for a better, healthier, and transformed version of herself.
Ah, oui, oui. I understand exactly what you say there, Marie-Claire.
I'm glad. Thank you.
Now, what are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to be talking about something that millions of people all over the planet are struggling with, how to get a great night of sleep.
Ah, magnifique!
And I'm one of them at times.
So am I, believe me.
You're one too?
Oh, yeah. I think it happens at a certain age.
I think it happens at every age.
You're probably right.
Be more specific at a certain one, yes, as we get older, perhaps. So I think that everyone feels sleep-deprived when, in the spring, we move the clock forward 1 hour. One less hour of sleep, and we feel it in our well-being, our productivity, our mood, and our ability to think clearly. I feel like a jet lag when we change the clock.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
That hour
bothers me.
Yeah, I actually like it. Because I you know what, it's more sunshine as far as I'm concerned. I love seeing the sun.
Yes, there are benefits dark. Definitely, but it's the 1 hour less of sleep that really trips me up. So yet some people run and survive on sleep deprivation because of a variety of reasons, and in some workplaces. I heard that some people show their dedication by bragging about pulling an all-nighter to finish some work for the next day's important meeting.
Right.
But we all know that no one can carry on with little quality rest for long periods of time without experiencing some health issues and premature aging. And studies have shown that the best performers not only spend countless hours practicing their skills, but they also sleep at least 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
While us, in North America, the average North American barely gets 6 hours of sleep per night.
Right.
I think it's very important. Sleep, in my opinion, is a third pillar of good health, next to proper nutrition and movement. Nonetheless, it is often totally neglected and or taken for granted. Like you said on a previous show, I'll sleep when I'm dead. But here are a few examples of situations where you don't want to deal with someone who has pulled an all-nighter. Let's say you need an important surgery. You want and expect your surgeons to be well-rested.
Right.
Or if you're taking a trip, you want the pilot flying the plane you're on not to have partied the whole night before. Or the college or university professor marking your last term papers to be alert and in a good mood.
Right. That's very true. And it's funny, too, because you do mention, you know, the flying and traveling. Yeah, nobody wants their pilot pulling an all-nighter. Now, when you're talking about, like, say, the flying and traveling and doing all that stuff. A lot of hotel chains have what they, you know, give their guests sleep experience.
Correct.
What have they found?
Well, many hotel chains have found that what most guests want is a convenient location, cleanliness, and a bed. We know that as hotel guests, we spend most of our time in our room sleeping.
Right.
Staying at various hotels is one way of finding out the kind of bed that you like. So, have you ever spent a night in a hotel room where you got your best sleep ever? I did. Several years ago on a trip to Vancouver, I had the best sleep ever, and that is how I decided to make some changes at home. It was the mattress that made the experience memorable for me. Hotels will invest, as you probably know, huge amounts of money on the quality of the mattresses and promote irresistible rest while you vacation and recover from jet lag. The mattress that impressed me was firm with a top that felt like the most comfortable pillow on a cloud. So back at home, I decided that I wanted a whole new sleep experience. I went mattress shopping and found something close to the mattress I slept on in Vancouver. I changed my pillows, I got new bedding, and I think it's a good idea to change mattress and bedding every decade or so. Change things up.
Right.
So since you spend a good amount of time in bed, I think it's important to invest in what makes you comfortable, because a lousy bed makes you feel cranky and stiff with back and neck pain the next day. For me, it is that firm mattress with a pillowy top, soft, silky bed sheets in pastel colors, a light duvet cover, and very soft feather pillows. And when I have that, the Goldilocks in me is very happy, and a good night of sleep is guaranteed. Well, almost.
Right. Well, you know what? I guess sleep in an area in your life where you do need to have kind of a routine. So how did you design your bedtime routine for your bedroom? Because I know for me, you know, I've got my routine, but I think it's probably, like you mentioned, you know, shopping for the right mattress. I think that's probably the best thing. But back to you, in terms of that design, how did you go about doing that?
Well, I think if we look at how we raise children, I think that creating a routine before going to sleep is what most parents do with their children to ensure that the kids get the rest they need and the parents get the rest and the alone time that they need. And that routine often consists of, now you're probably going to laugh, but hear me out, consists of tidying up the space, taking a warm bath, brushing the teeth, having a glass of warm milk if that's necessary, listening to or reading a couple of bedtime stories, and saying prayers. And maybe having a lullaby or some soothing music playing on a timer. And you know what? Nothing stops you, the adult, from doing the same. I remember one night during a very difficult period in my life, I was feeling very sad and overwhelmed, and I needed something comforting. So I pulled out a children's storybook that I had bought for my classroom, and I had I asked my husband to read me a story, pick a story and read it to me. He did. He's such a good sport. He did, and after, he gave me a big hug, and I felt better and ready to go to sleep. So perhaps you need a bedtime story, but perhaps you need to read a good book that will just relax you and soothe you before going to bed.
Right.
So along with a regular bedtime schedule, I think it's also necessary to create a regular morning routine by waking up roughly at the same time every day of the week. This will keep your internal clock on track and align your mind and body with your natural circadian rhythm.
Oh, okay. Now, I don't understand what those are. What are circadian rhythms? Is that what you just said?
That's right. Circadian rhythm.
Okay, what is that?
Well, I researched, and they are the biological rhythms in the human body that are governed by the interaction between the Earth, the Sun, and the Moon. The rotation of the Earth on its axis produces 24-hour cycles called circadian rhythms. And when the body gets out of alignment with the circadian rhythm, it will experience restless sleep or insomnia. How many people have their sleep affected during the full moon? I do. Two days before, 2 days after. And when we cross several time zones, or we stay up too late, or we haven't seen the sun for days, our body becomes confused and out of alignment with our circadian rhythm.
All right. Well, you know what? That's something to keep in mind, your circadian rhythms. If you don't know what they are, you know what? You should then just reach out to Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She can explain them again to you and kind of, you know, really drill down on it if you're interested in getting better sleep. She's the owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit at Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can reach out to her directly at 416-759-5407. Or like I mentioned, her website, olivestolichis.com. That's olives with an S, T-O. And then lychees, spelled L-Y-C-H-E-E-S, olivestolichis.com. When you're there, you can check out her books, recipes, some rave reviews that she's gotten, and of course, you can contact her through there as well. We got to take a quick break right here there, Marie-Claire.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll continue our discussion about sleep, probably the most important thing we're not doing enough of. All right?
Certainly.
All right, we'll take this quick break and be back more with Marie-Claire right after these words right here on All Business Media. And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I'm your host, Rick Delgado, sitting with my favorite name to say ever in the world, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She is the owner and holistic health practitioner. Mind Your Body and Spirit. Very helpful advice that she always gives when she comes on the show. You can find out more about her, what she does, how she can help you to nurture and thrive, because she's a coach as well. Olivestolichis.com. That's olivestolichis.com, or ring her up at 416-759-5407. And again, Marie-Claire, thank you so much for spending some time with us today talking about something we do not get enough of. At least I know, In this country, we don't, because sleep has become one of those big things, right, that affects everyone's health?
Yes. Some people, they think it's a luxury to have a good night of sleep.
Right.
To pay attention to the...
Yeah, and one of those things, like you have a morning routine when you're getting up and you eat or drink something in particular. Maybe you go to the gym, do something before you go to work and work. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Everybody has their morning routines, but you're saying that we should have a night routine as well. And thinking back on it during the break here, Marie Claire, I do kind of have a night routine. Because
Yes. Usually
just about a half hour before I go to bed, I reach for a gigantic glass of milk and maybe a couple chocolate cookies. I've been doing that ever since I was a kid. It's just a routine. I don't even think too much about it until you mentioned, making sure you have a routine for those natural circadian rhythms. Now, what are some good things to consider to make sure that we are getting a good night of sleep?
Yes, I have a few non-negotiable.
Oh, okay.
I think they're essential. The first one is the lighting. During the day, you have to have bright light, like the sunshine.
Right.
In order to stay alert. And at night, it has to be total darkness. So you have to block all the lights in the bedroom at night, because this affects the brain, affects the glands in the brain that will allow you to sleep well at night and allow you to be awake and alert during the day. Another one is the colors. Because colors affect our mind and energy, creating a pleasantly relaxing atmosphere in your bedroom can enhance your sleep. The colors that you should choose, I believe, should be cool and calming, like tones of greens and blues and violets or natural earth tones, as opposed to warm and stimulating colors like hot red and orange and yellow, unless you want to create a boudoir for passion.
Yes.
And the next one is the sleeping quarters itself. Keep your bedroom tidy and clean and clear clutter, because that will also affect the energy around you. And if it's cluttered and untidy, your mind will feel cluttered. You'll feel more activity in your mind.
Right.
It's not going to be a peaceful rest and sleep. And considering tomorrow's performance, and to be able to accomplish more tomorrow, sleep longer tonight. I know for some people it will be news to them. It will be maybe something that they really need to ease into.
Mm-hmm.
Gradually increase your sleep time by adding 15 to 20 minutes of sleep each night until you feel that you have reached the amount of sleep your body needs to feel rested. And another non-negotiable needs for the body is that the body has several needs that must be honored, such as proper hydration, adequate movement, the right food in the right quantity, 15 to 30 minutes of direct sunlight every day, and plenty of rest to restore itself and heal. So good quality sleep in the right amount is vital to the overall well-being.
Right.
Besides having a beneficial impact on the immune function, the metabolism, the ability to learn, the memory, and other vital physiological functions, a good night of sleep provides the body with an opportunity to rest, recharge, and renew. And I'm sure you have noticed that when you have a good night of sleep, your productivity increases. Your physical, mental, and emotional energy is more balanced and steady, and you are in a better mood. And as a matter of fact, you probably are on fire after a good night of sleep.
Yeah, that's true.
So to get more quality sleep, aim to go to bed earlier than usual. And if possible, have a 10 to 20 minute afternoon nap to recharge your battery. The numerous benefits of an afternoon nap are now recognized by an increasing number of employers. In fact, in some Japanese companies, the afternoon nap is mandatory.
Really?
Yes. So I say that without enough quality sleep, we all turn into cranky two-year-olds. I certainly get cranky when I don't have enough sleep.
Yeah, no kidding.
And another thing to consider is who's sharing the bed with you. Is there a snoring partner? Is there a fidgety child that sneaks in because doesn't want to sleep alone? Is there a pet? And maybe you have a choice and maybe you don't. And if they disturb your sleep, perhaps you need to rethink your sleeping arrangements for your wellness, your daily performance, and mm-hmm. your mood, and so on.
All right. Well, that's interesting because, you know, let's face it, those are all different factors. You know, especially when you mention, you know, kids and pets and, you know, people that might kick. That's not a good
thing. Some people have busy beds.
Yeah, no kidding.
The whole family is in it.
I know. It's like, what are you people, homeless? Go find your own room. Hey, let me ask you this. How do you prepare for a better night's sleep, you know, so you do get that more energy, clearer mind, and improved performance that you were just talking about?
Yes. What has worked for me and my clients is, let's do with the first one, is have an early light dinner. So your sleep will not be disturbed by a long and difficult digestion process. I'm talking about on a regular basis.
Right.
You know, Friday night and Saturday night, you might want to indulge in a heavier, later meal, mm-hmm. and that's fine. But on a regular basis, I think a light dinner really promotes better sleep.
Right.
A second one is consider a meal filled with superfoods that will give you a super snooze effect. For instance, green vegetables that contain magnesium and potassium, like spinach and avocado.
Okay.
They help relax the blood vessels, the nerves, and the muscles, which is great if you have nighttime cramps in the calf. And you know how you feel sleepy after eating your Thanksgiving turkey dinner?
Mm-hmm.
It's because there is an amino acid in the turkey meat called tryptophan that stimulates the pineal gland that is in the brain, whose role is to release serotonin and melatonin, which regulates the circadian rhythm. So these are important hormones that help you sleep better.
Okay.
Third one is a 15 to 20 minute walk outside, and it can help digest and relax and sleep better. A fourth idea could be after dinner, if that's your thing,
uh-huh.
relax in a warm bath or a warm shower. If you take a bath, add some relaxing bath salts to the water, if you
right.
like, and allow yourself to relax your muscles. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and calm your mind. Give yourself a foot massage or ask someone to give you one. And when you drain the tub after your bath, imagine that your worries and stress are flowing away with the water. So you go to bed with a clearer mind.
Right.
A fifth one is put on some pajamas or a nightgown or your birthday suit instead of gym clothes. Are often a t-shirt and sweatpants. This signals to the body that the workday is over and it's time to get ready for bed to rest. And six, release your worries. Before going to sleep, write down your concerns and what weighs on your mind. Release emotional toxins from your mind, such mm-hmm. as anger, frustration, fear, and guilt. Share your emotions with loved ones if it's possible.
Right.
And if it's safe to share. And if it's not.
Yeah, that's important.
Yes. If it's not, express them in a journal. Know that these emotions come up when our needs are not met.
Right.
Needs like safety, love, a sense of belonging, self-worth, feeling heard and valued, feeling a sense of accomplishment, being able to create and express our own spirituality. Find the best ways to honor and fulfill these needs.
All right. Well, you know what? And unfortunately, we're just about running out of time here, Marie Claire. And I know you've got more information on this that would be helpful to the listeners. But we want to make sure. Are you going to be posting this on your website?
I can.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely post it on your website if people are interested in finding more about the today's topic, which is how to get a great night's sleep with our guest Marie-Claire Bourgeois. Make sure you go to her website olivestolichis.com. That's olivestolichis.com. On the website, there's also a link to order her two books, Olives Talici's Everyday Mediterranean Spa Cuisine. She's got two of them. You can go check them out. The books offer a unique formula to guide you on the path to clean foods, healthy eating habits. They've got recipes from the Mediterranean and Asian regions, and also give you a map to nourish and nurture the whole body, mind, and spirit. And I'm sure it's going to help you sleep a little bit better as well, right?
Yes, it will.
All right. Well, that's great to know. Again, reach out to her directly, 416-759-5407, or the website olivestolicis.com. And as always, Marie-Claire, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, and always we appreciate it. And bonsoir, or bonjour, I should say.
Bonjour. Bonne journée. Have a great day.
You too. And we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.